Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Morning, guys. How are you? How was the weekend?
Wonderful. Just lovely. It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, we sat outside for like 8 hours.
Did you? I love that. Look like you got a little sun on your face.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Looking healthy, a little vitamin D action going on over there.
I'm having a very foggy morning. Like, we went to Hazard, Kentucky to visit our family over the weekend. Like, the first time we've seen some of these people in probably 18 months. Like, it's been a long time.
But Penelope's a lot different than she was.
Oh,
the
yeah. They're all like, she's so tall. She's so tall because she's very tall. But I just woke up and I'm kind of foggy. Like, I forgot to put moisturizer on my face.
Me too.
And then I just looked and I just was like, how am I seeing through these glasses? They are gross. You ever come to work, Jen, and like you're like on the drive in, I feel like I'm fine. But then when I get here because of these lights, I'm like, how am I even operating?
I don't know. The lights are just sometimes the glare off of a computer screen is painful to me.
Oh, yeah?
Is it? It's just because I'm so, I don't know if I'm tired or what the deal is.
I think it is.
Or maybe
I need
some of those glasses that are orange.
Oh, yeah.
Or, yeah, what
are those?
The blue
lights.
Blue blockers?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to get our asses woke up here in the next little bit.
I mean, I'm awake. I just feel like, what did I forget to do today?
We need better coffee.
We got it. We'll make it.
It'll
it's Monday. We'll make it. It's 6:12 right now. Jeff's off this week. We're going to have a nice day today. Sunshine 68. The Reds did not win yesterday, but they took the series against Cleveland over the weekend. They looked really good on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and I heard Jay Bruce is retiring.
Yeah. He just kind of said, I had enough. I'm not performing the way I want to. And he made the announcement after he's on the Yankees.
Yep.
And made that announcement yesterday. Later this morning, we get a Bengals New Jersey update.
At 9 a.m., they're going to give us. It was so funny. I was listening to the woman talk about that on the TV this morning. And she's like, you know, we really wanted to hold together the legend of the Stripes. And she's describing it. And I'm like, oh, man, I hope this thing is going to live
better
up to that hype.
Well, I feel like they've updated it before, but I looked it up and they've actually had the same uniform for 16 seasons.
Oh, wow.
Which is the longest the team has gone without making some sort of change.
I'm not surprised.
So
one way to save money.
There you go. I don't have my bell with me on this side. But anyway, we have a lot coming up for you on the show. Demi Lovato is upset with frozen yogurt. The first season of Amazon's Lord of the Rings is costing a fortune, and Taylor Swift had a very good week. So we'll fill you in on that next on Cincinnati's Q102. But right now, a peek of traffic. Glad they brought back some synth solo. Man, that's good at the end. 6:25, Jeff and Jen Morning Show, Cincinnati's Q102. It's Tim and Jen and Fritz. Jeff's off today, and it is time for some E! News. We got the first season of Lord of the Rings costing a fortune. We got Taylor Swift having a good week, but what's going on with Demi Lovato and her frozen yogurt?
Demi Lovato.
That was not brought up in the YouTube docuseries, which, by the way, I watched.
Well, this just happened.
Oh, okay.
So maybe if she does another docuseries.
It would be in that one.
So would you recommend the YouTube docuseries?
It's heavy. It's about addiction and mental health. It was good. It was done very nice. It was done really nice.
Do you feel like you learned a lot about Demi and her struggles?
Yeah. I learned a lot about Demi, period, and some of her struggles. But there's a twist at the end.
That's unexpected?
I didn't expect it. But
yeah. And not necessarily a...
Not what you would think.
Yeah.
Not a good twist.
Not what you would hope.
If it's good for her, then that's great. But it's not what you would probably think is a good thing.
Yeah. All right. So Demi Lovato is upset at a frozen yogurt shop in L.A. called The Big Chill because they are too diet friendly. Demi went to the shop this weekend and saw they were featuring a lot of healthier options, and she said that she got triggered, apparently because it made her feel guilty about wanting something more indulgent. She called them out on Instagram, saying, quote, I'm finding it extremely hard to order when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies and other diet foods before you get to the counter. Do better, please. This not only enables but praises disordered eating. Hashtag diet culture vultures.
So tell me, so she's upset because you walk past the unhealthy food to get to the yogurt, correct?
No, you're walking past healthy foods.
To get to the yogurt.
Diet foods. And so when you walk by all of these diet foods and you get to the counter, then you feel guilty. You feel shame for wanting to order something that isn't
as healthy.
Right.
Okay, it makes
is
sense.
Is what she's saying. Okay.
I was having trouble following that. I'm like, what now?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what she's saying, shoving healthy options in front of people's faces makes them feel bad for wanting a treat. And that people with eating disorders can be extra sensitive to that.
So what does she want them to do? Blend the foods throughout or put the yogurt up front? How do we fix this?
I know. She doesn't really offer a solution. That's the thing. The shop has responded. They say they're just trying to cater to everybody, people who want to indulge and people who are cutting back. Demi's not satisfied with that answer. She said they're not wrong for catering to different needs, but she stands by her criticism. She says it's about not excluding one demographic to cater to others.
Hey, Demi, come on back to Ohio. We'll show you how to do up a custard shop, a yogurt shop.
Well, see, that's where I'm a little bit confused because I always thought that frozen yogurt was healthy.
Right.
It's not like walking into Grater's, who has, you know, the world's greatest ice cream on the planet, and you expect to have
indulgent
too.
I think that's
desserts.
Why I was confused by that whole story, because I was like, isn't frozen yogurt, it's not that much of a treat, right? It's like the healthy person's option for that. I don't know.
It's a step healthier than ice cream.
Yeah.
It's
way healthier than what I'm picking.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.